Asia Times Listening Service. Ruling on Samsung. Good corporation needs both efficiency and ethics. The Seoul High Court's upholding of the conviction of two Samsung Group executives Tuesday showed judges' views are little different from the public's. It was apparent in anyone's eyes that the two Samsung officials played a role in the irregular father-to-son transfer of wealth and corporate management control. But the prosecution's failure to also indict them for possible collusion with the conglomerate's core leadership, including Chairman Lee Kun-hee, left some room to be desired. It should be rectified later. With Samsung vowing to take the 7-year-old case to the Supreme Court, it will be a decade-long battle between law enforcement authorities and the nation's largest conglomerate. There may be many opportunities for Samsung lawyers to refute the prosecution on purely legal terms, such as the estimation of losses caused by the convertible bond issuance at below-market price, and whether to rule on the alleged conspiracy with other Samsung officials. They may even take issue with judging what happened a decade ago using today's yardstick. But Samsung is advised not to expand the legal controversy and to approach the whole episode not from legal but from ethical aspects. The conglomerate had tried to lessen its troubles but ended up increasing them with the appellate court ruling. The same, even worse, situation could happen in the process of going to the top court, such as the summons of Chairman Lee for questioning. We just hope Samsung's confidence has nothing to do with the fact that Chief Justice Lee Yong-hun was once a lawyer for Samsung Everland. Ironic as it is, this shows the near almighty status of the conglomerate in this country. Samsung, which accounts for 20% of Korea's gross domestic product, might be the biggest pride of corporate Korea. Its perfectionism turns Samsung into the very sample of a zero-defect corporate giant. Such corporate strength makes its ethical lapses as shown in the X-File scandals of bribing politicians and bureaucrats, and the latest tax-free wealth transfer all the more regrettable. Of course, there can be controversy over the inheritance tax rate of 50%, and a conglomerate like Samsung may find it extremely difficult to abandon either its industrial or financial subsidiaries. The largest shareholders of most other conglomerates hand their control and wealth to their descendants in less than transparent ways, too. Samsung also contributed no less than 800 billion won as an apology to society. Some Samsung officials ask what more they should do. They should think twice. Most Koreans expect their largest company and biggest source of industrial pride to also become the most respectable corporation through legal and transparent management. They would be hoping to hear announcement to shift to better corporate governance either on the 20th anniversary of Chairman Lee's taking office late this year or on the group's 70th birthday next March.